when I see a child with attached entities, yes, I can use my own techniques to do it, and I've worked with them for many years before I met Morningsong, but she is so good with children. She is just adapts to them so well, psychically attuned to them much faster than I can. So really, it's faster. And with children, you know, you don't want to go – children don't have the same attention span as adults.
Right.
So putting them through the usual amount of time, et cetera, and the number of sessions, I'd like to keep it to the bare minimum. And she is just so good with them. It relates to them so well, and it's just a faster system. She's using a shamanic technique, too, which correlates with her technique. So really, it's ideal, and that's why I refer now all my children to her. It's not difficult to see when a child has an attached entity. The symptoms are rather clear. You've had some callers in the earlier, before this hour, talking about more exotic forms of psychic attack. But children with attached entities and are unfortunately more common now than ever before. Now, the past life recall that she does with them is another way to help them. Kids relate to that because they look upon it, even if they don't necessarily believe in reincarnation, they don't even understand what it is. But they can relate to her and the story, so to speak, and how it can help them. And when it comes to psychic development, most children today that are raised in more conventional families are usually dissuaded by their parents or school, if they're in school, to do that. They're saying, no, don't do that. You know, don't have imaginary playmates. Don't deal with that, or you're strange or weird, or, you know, just be conventional. And she helps them with that to families and, you know, people who know her and I, to know that they want to encourage that, because these can be used to help the child grow to be a much more spiritual and more empowered soul.
How does the child come to both of you via the parent? Is there some problem at home? What does the parent see in order to say, I've got to bring my kid to you too?
Well, George, my typical call is a mother who has had a lot of unusual experiences with her child. Perhaps the child is seeing things that she cannot see, hearing things that she cannot hear. The child may not be able to sleep at night because he sees visions of people walking through his room, for example. He has personality changes. People that he used to really, really adore, maybe now he vehemently dislikes. There are so many signs, but in my practice, it's always the mother that calls. And she says, I'm at my wit's end. I've taken my child, usually 75% of the people that I see, I've taken my child to a psychologist. He doesn't know what to do. Sometimes it's two psychologists. They say, this is out of my scope of understanding. And so just out of pure frustration and not knowing where else to go, the mother will bring the child to me. And as soon as I see the child, I can actually see in the fifth dimension the attached entities. And, George, what's really kind of creepy to me is sometimes it is not a spirit-attached entity. Sometimes it is a thought form, which is a psychic attack from someone else who is perpetrating negativity on the child.
Why would someone do that to a child?
Now, there are different reasons. Sometimes it is actually another child that dislikes that child. It can be a step brother or sister. It can even be a step father or mother who really doesn't like the child.
Is it possible, Morningsong, that it's done but not on purpose?
Absolutely.
Maybe? Okay, okay.
Because we can look at someone, think every time we see them, a negative thought, and a thought form will form around the child in his aura, suck his energy, drag him down, make him depressed, anxious, insecure. And let me tell you, those thought forms are the hardest types of energy to remove, because I cannot really speak to them and reason with them and send them on into the light, so to speak. It takes a little bit more effort. We do get it done, but don't underestimate what happens to a child when we look at them. So I have to tell all the parents out there, when you look at your child, think loving thoughts, because those loving thoughts also stick in their aura and help them to be better people.
George, think of it this way. Let's say you're a parent and you have a child, a young child, maybe 6, 7, 8 years old, and he or she is describing some boogeyman, so to speak, in their bedroom or in the closet or in the hallway that you don't have any awareness of. You will naturally think that the child was watching X-Files at night or Twilight Zone,
yep,
or right, some experience or reading some, you know, novel or whatever. But so they don't take them seriously. Now, secondly, the thought form is one level of a psychic attack, mm-hmm, but they usually disappear with time. The worst one is the ectoplasm attacker, which I describe in the Protected by the Light book, where in detail, where what happens is that these ectoplasm attackers are thought forms that take on a life of their own, and they don't just go away with time. Or in other words, they can hang around that child for years, literally, and the child does not know what's going on. Extreme behavior changes. No drugs are involved. No trauma to the head or any kind of medical anomalies, if you will. And the only other reason that a child will have that experience is a negative energy attack. It's either medical or it's a negative energy attack.
That's right.
What is worse, the negative energy from a human being who's alive on this planet or some evil entity from a past life?
Well, the children that I have worked with, the thought form sticks the hardest, and it does take a little more effort to get it off. If you want to talk about demons who have never been born, right? They have never been human beings.
Okay, right.
Those, of course, are the worst. And I usually ask some medicine people to come help me to remove demon attack.
Is that almost like an exorcism?
Yes, it is an exorcism.
George, think of it this way. If in answer to your question, it's obviously the lower astral entities because they got 24/7 to do this.
Mm-hmm.
They have nothing else to do. They absolutely despise us. They don't have to go to work. They don't have to worry about mowing the lawn. All they do is, in their own little very hateful dimension, is try to attack us. For example, on my website, I have several videos on there. One of them is one where I actually show, and this is the only time I think television's ever done this, where I show an actual psychic attack being removed. The woman who is being attacked, and I use the techniques to remove it on the air, is describing a hateful environment, noise, people are just, nobody wants to be there. It's like you're in the middle of a cyclone. And that's what these entities live with day in, day out, and that's one of the reasons why they have an agenda and a chip on their shoulder.
Do you two ever open yourselves up to these entities because you're around them so often?
Well, I'm empathic, George, so I really have to practice psychic protection. And Bruce helps me with that. He is quite a spiritual warrior, is what I like to call him. So, you know, we do have negative entities that try to hang around, but we send them on immediately. I'd like to add that most of the children that I see actually have spirits attached to them that they may have picked up that are just wandering the earth plane and don't really realize that they're dead. Or for some reason they don't want to go on. Usually it's because they have a message that they would like to send out before they leave. Or they're afraid to go on because they're afraid that they're going to go to a bad place instead of a good place. And when that happens and the child comes in the front door, I can immediately see those spirits. And I can sit the child down and say, yes, honey, is this what you're seeing? And he will say, yes, that's what I'm seeing. And I just begin talking to the spirit while he's sitting there. And I talk to the spirit into the light. And sometimes we have to call in the angels and the spirit's family members and convince them it's a good thing to go to the other side. That's usually what happens.